Well, he's in a very awkward position because he has to keep happy the various ethnic power brokers and former warlords from Afghanistan's civil war in the 1990s who came to Karzai and backed him to win in the election of last summer, in return for which they were all expecting to be rewarded, either in the form of jobs for their supporters or in some cases for themselves. Now, Mr. Karzai is going to have a very tricky time trying to assure these people that he can reward them for their efforts when the parliament has made quite clear that they don't want to endorse people who they think are either not competent or are only on the list of proposed ministers because of shady deals they struck with Mr. Karzai during the election.
So what have Afghan MPs been saying about this then?
A lot of them have been saying this is a major sort of step forward for democracy. It's parliament trying to protect the government from being taken over by people who are simply just demanding quid pro quos for that political support at the election. That said, really no one expected this. There wasn't really an orchestrated campaign. It was a big surprise to nearly everyone, including most of the MPs. So there was no orchestrated campaign here, but nonetheless, a lot of members of parliament are keen to claim the credit and say this is finally parliament sticking up for itself. It's often been a very kind of abused institution. It's not supported at all by the president or indeed his office. And there have been frequent run-ins between the president and the parliament. So this is being seen as the parliament standing up for itself.
So although it might be interpreted as a step forward for democracy, it's a blow to political stability. Many months after the election, still no stable government. How has the international community responded?
Well, the head of the UN mission in Afghanistan, a Norwegian diplomat called Kai Eide, said he thought it would continue the period of paralysis that we've been in really since August and arguably since May. That was when the first of the many kind of political and constitutional crises surrounding the Afghan election first struck, and that the country has been in limbo. Policies have had to be put on hold. Progress on issues like cracking down on corruption and trying to improve the basic governance of Afghanistan have all been on the shelf, waiting for this government to finally emerge. So Mr. Eide, the UN chief, is concerned we'll have a couple more months of this paralysis. It's particularly unfortunate as there's a major international conference in Afghanistan on Afghanistan being held in London on January the 28th, and that was really meant to be a sort of coming out party for this new look government and this new strategy to try and turn the corner on the failing mission in Afghanistan. World leaders are not going to be able to point to a new government because it won't be in place. Really, the international community, particularly the British and the Americans, are most concerned with things like the Minister of Interior, who looks after the police force, the Minister of Defence, who looks after the army. These things are seen as absolutely key for trying to improve the situation in Afghanistan, and all of those have been endorsed by Parliament.
So, although the day-to-day functioning of government goes on, it's the underlying political stability that President Karzai has to worry about, perhaps. What do you think he has got to look forward to this year?
Well, great things are expected of Mr. Karzai in 2010. This is really seen as the make-or-break year when he has to show that he's taking corruption seriously, both at the highest levels in his government, but also probably more importantly at the very local level where corrupt policemen extorting money from ordinary people is seen as the sort of thing that is really driving the Taliban insurgency and making the government ever less popular. And also to prepare for both the surge of international troops in the coming 18 months, but also their eventual departure as all the international backers in Afghanistan look for what some people call an exit strategy, which they prefer to call a transition strategy of moving away from international players like the US and the UK and a few other key countries to one where really the Afghans are taking the lead. And so Mr. Karzai really has to perform something of a conjuring trick to try and really turn his government round and entirely change his style of government that we've come to know and expect over the last 8 years.